Hey, Don. The other day I was on a hike when I came across an array of geodes along a rocky beach. That got me thinking about how geodes form and how they collect in such complex patterns.
Very interesting, Yael. For our listeners who may not recall, geodes are those formations inside hollow rocks. Outside, they often have rounded, bumpy exteriors, and inside, a coating of minerals such as crystals. I usually think of geodes as being formed by volcanic activity, but you say they can be found here in the Midwest, too.
Yes, but geodes aren't just found here and there. In the Midwest, geodes often erode or pop out of the limestone bedrock and roll downstream, so you can find them scattered along creeks and beaches. They're usually found in rocks that formed under extreme pressure, such as in sedimentary deposits, such as limestone.
But how do geodes get their rounded shape inside those rock formations?
Geodes form in two ways. They form when gas bubbles trapped in lava expand but can't escape, which leaves a cavity when the lava solidifies. Geodes can also form in cavities left after fossil shells, minerals, and other nodules are removed from rock. Geode cavities fill with agate, quartz, and other minerals from hydrothermal solutions or groundwater. These minerals crystallize inside the cavity.
In the middle of all that rock formation, how do geodes collect at the surface, such as on the beach you visited?
Well, eventually the bedrock that holds the geodes weathers and breaks down. And if the geodes are made of resistant material, such as quartz, they rest in irregular patterns at the surface, where I found them.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.